It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Up in the studio, we have Kraus. Kraus recently released a new album called Pudding Island and will be performing this Friday at the Greengrove album release show at the Wine Cellar. Today, Pat has picked out a few songs to share with us all for My Morning Mixtape. How are you going today?
I'm doing very well, thank you, Hunter.
You said you've had a very relaxing morning.
Yes,
and now you're getting your caffeine hit.
So I'm having my complimentary Red Bull, thank you very much.
It is a shame about the weather, but we kind of just deal with it here in Auckland, don't we?
Yeah, I hope Friday night it's finer so people come out to the show.
I did have a look at the weather the other day and I think it's set to kind of get a little bit better this weekend, so hopefully it's good.
There's a lot on this weekend actually.
I think these days there's so many great shows on in Auckland especially, so it's good to get out there and go to some shows.
It's nice to be in a position where you're sort of like have to make painful decisions about what you're going to go to. Like, it's great to be spoiled for choice like that.
I love it. You kind of, if you're up for it, you can definitely kind of get into two or three shows, especially if you're hanging out along K Road, you can kind of go between them. Tell us a bit about Pudding Island, which you released last month. How long was that in the works?
I think it had been a couple of years between Grip the Moon, which was the previous one that I'd done. I think it's kind of more heavily, like, deeply psychedelic than stuff that I'd done previously. There's some kind of longer things on there, and I think like I normally have this kind of blend of electronics and guitar stuff, but this one's quite electronic heavy with some kind of real like super psych workout stuff on there.
So because you've got plenty of albums out, I went back and had a listen to some of the older stuff, and the new ones are quite different from the stuff that you started out on when you kind of first started going under this name.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I've been the very, very first solo recordings I did were in the late 90s, so I've been doing it for quite a while. And my working process has changed in terms of the technology I use I mean, it's funny, I don't have the same perspective on it as someone else does, I guess. I suppose for me, I can see the kind of consistency in what I've been doing. But I'm sure you're right. And also, I mean, I want to evolve and change what I'm doing.
They all have kind of their personality and quirks to all of them, so it works quite well.
Yeah, I really like that about each album. Is like its own, it's like a baby you create or something like that. Yeah.
How many are we at now? Because you've kind of racked up quite a good tally there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's 16. But it's starting to get pretty hazy. I'm starting to forget song titles and things like that. I'm really happy with it. I normally 2 years would be on the long side for me between releases, so it felt really good to get it out and have some new stuff to play live as well.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, so I do want to ask you about the live shows. So because you've got so much music under your belt, do you kind of just stick to the new the most recent stuff, or do you kind of, what does it look like
my live set, I guess, tends to be mostly stuff from Grip the Moon and from Pudding Island at the moment. Nice. And maybe some kind of new things that haven't been released yet. Yeah, but it's really nice to have it's such a luxury to have such a big back catalogue to draw on. Like, I definitely do bring out things from sort of like 10 years ago, and it's nice to go back and be like, oh, I wonder how I could interpret this thing, you know, in a live environment. That's sometimes can be a nice challenge as well. Yeah.
And did I hear that recently you were doing some shows over in Australia?
Yeah, I did 5 shows in Australia a few weeks ago. Yeah, four in Melbourne and 1 in Sydney. Yeah.
How were they?
Really good. I love going to Melbourne. I have a lot of excuse me. I have a lot of friends there, like Australian friends, and of course people from New Zealand who've moved there. And that was really nice to see them. Yeah, really happy with the shows. Sydney was cool. Like, Sydney's kind of weird, hard to book a show there for some reason. It's kind of, there's not a lot of venues and they have some weird liquor laws that make things difficult. But yeah, that was a good show as well, yeah.
How did you tee up those shows? Was it just with your friends that you had over there?
Yeah, I've been to Melbourne especially, that's probably about the 5th or 6th time I've been over. So I just kind of like hit up the people I know, and so I've always got people I can play with and stuff like that. Also, I played 2 nights that were like a kind of a New Zealand experimental film showcase things that Jeff Henderson from Audio Foundation set up. So,
nice.
Yeah, so that was cool. It was my first experience of live soundtracking, which was cool. I had a short film made by my friend Duckling Monster, who that I played in front of that. So that was really fun too.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, she's great. Yeah.
Tell us about the songs that you've picked out for today. Is there any overlying theme of these three, or are they just some recent favorites?
Well, I guess they're all instrumental, and you know, I suppose being someone who just does instrumental music, that tends to be most of what I listen to. Mm-hmm. And really it's just sort of what I'm into at the moment and stuff that I've discovered really recently. I mean, it's all old stuff from the 60s and 70s, but new to me. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it's just, I mean, psychedelic music, basically. Yeah.
This first one, The Son of PM, what made you pick this one out in particular?
I'm absolutely in love with this track. It's like a call and response thing. This is a Thai band from the 60s, and this track is like a call and response thing between electric organ and electric guitar. And they're one of those bands, I mean, it seems like this happened all around the world in the 60s, like bands that started blending their traditional folk melodies with Western instrumentation, and a lot of amazing music came out of that kind of process. And this band, I think they had, looks like from photos I've seen, they had about maybe five percussionists and bass and guitar and organ, and they just absolutely love this piece. I'm trying to learn it at the moment, actually. And one thing I really like about it, actually, is it's obviously a live recording, and there's near the end there's one nice bit where the organist kind of fucks up their line a little bit, and then in the response part, the guitar kind of fucks up his line a little bit, but sort of in a different way, and I really like it that they left that in.
Yeah, that's yeah. Awesome. Should we give it a listen?
Sure.
Too busy having a chat with you to even hear that last little muck up at the end.
Oh, it's so good. I think I might sample that drum beat as well. It's really nice. Yeah.
Tell us about the second one that you've picked out.
So this is an Ethiopian band. The record is from 1977. The band's called the Walias, and it's sort of kind of unusual to have a fully instrumental record from Ethiopia at that time, apparently. But I think from what I read, partly it was done because there was like real extreme political repression in Ethiopia. And if you had singing in your songs, then you were only allowed to sing songs in support of the government. So this band did an instrumental record so they could just do what they wanted and not be interfered with.
Yeah. sort of let people do that, kind of experience their own way that they wanted to, and
yeah,
it could
maybe
have kind of some political message behind it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and they toured America in the early 80s apparently, and some of the members just stayed in America rather than go back to Ethiopia, so that was their way of escaping and stuff. And that's one of the reasons why this band has kind of recently kind of gotten attention again, because one member called Haile Mergia was excuse me, in America started doing sort of, when he was working as a taxi driver in Washington, put out some weird kind of sort of synth and accordion tapes that got sort of rediscovered recently, and so like that's kind of thrown attention on this band that he was in Ethiopia. So yeah, and I just this track is just incredible. It's just like one chord, super kind of relentlessly kind of just rhythmic, and like if you listen to the guitar part, basically the guitar part's just sort of like almost being played as a rhythm instrument, and yeah, it's just killer. I just absolutely love it. Yeah. We'll be right back.
this next one that you've picked out, this Purple Canteen one, when I first brought it up, you chuckled a little bit. Is there a reason why you laughed at the name of this one?
I mean, it's just very cute. It's from a compilation called Lost Souls Volume 1, which is a compilation of garage bands from Arkansas in the 60s. And it's sort of like, I think this is pretty common, like sort of in 67, a lot of garage bands that had been doing kind of Rolling Stones type stuff got into doing psychedelic stuff because was what was in fashion. And so I think that's what this is this garage band that pretty, you know, pretty low on the chops, doing psychedelic stuff with just like extreme fuzz tone, which is like super gnarly and amazing. And I just really love the kind of sloppiness of it and stuff. It's really, really cool. Like the, especially the guitar solo, it's just this amazing kind of rambling, just running around aimlessly in the blues scale, which I just absolutely love that. And I could just listen to all day, basically.
So, you said that it's from a compilation. What made you pick this track out from the compilation?
Well, there's a lot of good stuff on there that's more just sort of, you know, bands trying to do a thing that sounds like The Animals or something like this. But this kind of, I hadn't really heard anything just like this before. It's kind of really droney and like they're really just getting off on this kind of insane fuzz tone. I'm really all about that. If people are familiar with my music, they'll kind of know I'm really into that sound. So yeah, it's just really thrilling for me to hear it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you're going to be playing this Friday at the Wine Cellar with Skeela and Green Grove for the Green Grove album release. What can people expect from this show? Do you?
I think it's an interesting thing for me to get asked to play. I think because I'm slightly a bit more of a rough, I don't know what you'd say, a rough diamond or something compared to the other guys. Like the Skeela is this real awesome kind of like live R&B thing with amazing harmonies and Durham's thing, Green Grove. I haven't seen live, but I'm really interested to see this kind of chill electronics thing. And I'll just be doing my kind of wonky guitar noise kind of thing. But I think Bridge from BFM put the show together and asked me to play, and so like nice. I'm going to trust his judgment that it's all going to work.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Let's give this last one a listen. Thanks so much for coming up and sharing some insights into these songs. It's always good to kind of delve into an area of music that I am not too familiar with.
Oh, thanks for asking me.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.